Did you know that R. Kelly dropped in the...
Why are you looking at me? why are you giving me a scornful look as you start talking about R. Kelly?
I don't. Listen, I know you've played this enough times that I know that you think it's a joke, but you secretly really like this song.
This is the second time, and it's a dope beat. I don't understand what you want from me.
R. Kelly's autobiography, which is in stores now, I think he dropped it last year, is called Sola Costa.
Sola Costa?
It's a roller coaster of soul. That's his life. Sola Coaster. He was in a
I must buy this book.
A think tank of yes men. He dropped Sola Coaster and everybody said done.
Got it. Boom. Stop drilling, you hit oil.
Give me some outrageous claims.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous! You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What about Hall & Oates Super Bowl halftime?
I'd be down for that.
All right.
Kind of in a novelty way.
Yeah. Yeah, that would probably... Not a lot of people would, I think, be hip to that jive.
You'd have to put, like, an American Idol guy comes out and joins them type of a thing.
Yeah.
That's the only way you could sell that.
That would be a bummer. All right, here's my outrageous claim for this week, Bricks. And it references to some of those rainouts we were talking earlier. Yankees rained out last night. Have been playing in a lot of rain recently. The Cardinals Giants NLCS game 3 was delayed for like 3 hours last night. Look, the MLB needs to shorten their season. They need to chop 14, 20 games off this season, go back to, you know, maybe that might be extreme. Go to 152, 148, 142 maybe.
Game season. 'Cause a month ago it never rained.
It doesn't the farther you get, you get more bad weather this time of year.
You're acting like they're shoveling the base paths out of snow. It's raining. There was a patch of rain came through the Midwest. Yeah, both of the teams happen to be in the Midwest. That's an inconvenience. If they were playing in San Francisco and New York, they would have both played those games fine. It's just a regional inconvenience.
Look, you get more of a risk of inclement weather the longer into the year you go. And the fact that even you want to take the rain out of it, the fact of the matter is you're playing World Series games and everyone is dressed like it's Christmas.
But I love that. The best part of the postseason is you've just gone through the dog days of summer and all of a sudden you're here and you could see the breath. You can see people just they're cold. They're bearing down. You know it hurts when they hit the ball. I love the cold.
I like the pain.
It adds to the atmosphere of the postseason. All of a sudden, you're seeing baseball being played in just a different. I don't know. Obviously, a different climate.
Look, it'll still be cool in September.
Yeah, but it's not cold.
It's not going to be cold. Joe Girardi's not getting frostbite sitting on the bench.
Hey, Joe Girardi's not getting frostbite sitting on the bench in the
you
middle of October.
You don't know that.
He could have thin skin.
He could.
Obviously not. He's benching
A-Rod. But look,
even,
I mean, you want to take the weather concerns out of it, which I think are a play. I think you get more of a chance of this sort
of...
You
run a little bit of a risk, but you're acting like we're in December. We're in the middle of October.
But you look at it again. The NFL is heating up. NBA is about to start. The NHL would have already started. You go to September, you kind of have more of a stage to yourself there.
You don't. The NBA is about to start. Nobody pays attention to the NBA. I love the NBA.
I'm getting preseason games.
Okay, yeah, because you got to fill space on channels. By the way, Jeremy Lin is having an awful preseason.
Oh, it's terrible.
An historically bad preseason.
He's shooting like 20% from the field. Like, not even like from three, from the field.
I saw highlights of him dropping two air balls, a layup air ball, a finger roll air ball, and then a jumper air ball.
I saw him just hit glass, just solid glass.
I'm rooting for the guy. But listen, first of all, it's a game of numbers. If you cut those games, and the game is finally getting back to the numbers where you know what a realistic great season is. Look at Miguel Cabrera. You compromise the numbers when you shorten the amount of games. You don't know what a great season is numerically. And obviously you can watch it and it passes the eye test and you can figure it out and adjust. But I like in 162 because I know in 162, if you hit over 30, that's a great home run season.
It's ratios, brother. We can't say in 162 you hit 30.
That's part of
you cross multiply a one
baseball
30 over 160 equals X over 148.
It's on every day. play, you crunch numbers, you compare numbers. It's a back of a baseball card. That's the beauty of baseball cards, is comparing numbers, looking at guys' digits, things like that. I like that.
You
that
still
gets
have
compromised.
Baseball cards, don't you?
I mean, I don't still collect. I haven't found anybody to buy mine. Steroids. Thing would have been worth a fortune. My page of Matt Williams cards is fruitless now. I like the season. I like the length of the season. Plus, if you move it back to September, you're dealing with the beginning of football season, and everybody at the beginning of the season is hungry.
Everyone is jazzed up for that first week, and then once the first week of games goes by, it's like, all right.
Exactly.
We're into the NFL season, and then it goes back down. I mean,
listen,
it's gearing up. Everyone's paying attention. We're in bye weeks. Everyone, you know, we know what the teams are. Everyone's paying attention. NFL power rankings.
The O's were playing the Yankees, and I have no horse in that race. While the Titans were upsetting the Steelers, I didn't watch the Titans Steelers because I forgot it was on because I was watching the baseball.
I understand that, but you are admittedly a baseball guy. The numbers say that the NFL is killing MLB in ratings.
I feel even
in New York when the Yankees are playing the Giants, I think the Jets won the rating games Monday night when the Yankees were playing it opposite them.
The cool weather, the cold weather plays into the atmosphere. It feeds the anxiety. It is part of the stage of baseball in October. And I think that if you lose that, I think rain delays are terrible. Rain delays when there's no rain, even worse, as we saw yesterday. I think that it adds to the theater more than it takes it away because you had to postpone a game from here and there. And by the way, credit to the Busch Stadium fans. That place was rocking
last
5 hours after the rain delay started.
I was actually thinking in that as we got into like hour
that nobody
hour
was going to be there.
I was like, how many people are going to be left for this? I mean, like 6 people here. I guess that the early start helped with that. I mean, if that game started at 8 and 3 hour has a start restarting at 1 a.m., I don't think as many people are there. But still, I just think you're counting on the theater of it. The only part of the theater that you get in October that you don't get in September is seeing breath. That's it.
No,
still going to get night baseball. People are still going to be wearing jackets. They're not going to be wearing their ski jackets, though.
No,
but the only thing you're going to miss is the little wisp of cold and Alex Rodriguez's the steam rising off his hot chocolate when it's sitting in the dugout.
And
that's
his purple
it.
Lips. When it gets cold, he gets very purpley lips. That was a bizarre thing to say.
That was really weird. I don't know how much time you spend. I don't know how much time you spend looking at Alex Rodriguez's lips, but it needs to be less.
Almost as much as I spend looking at his body. It's part of the atmosphere. It's part of the theatrics. Coldness adds to anxiety, and baseball is predicated on anxiety. You're anxious. You're waiting on the pitch. You're waiting with bated breath. And when you can see that breath, it's cooler.
Yeah, but all right. World Series, Game 6. Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the 9th, home team needs it. Is anyone sitting here going, man, I wish it was cold. That way I could really get into this more.
Yeah, well, you know what? At the same point, and we'll get out of here on this, on the same point, when you're watching a game, a World Series game in San Francisco, it's not as exciting as when you're watching a game at Citi Field or Yankee Stadium or Boston or even Detroit, because I'm telling you, you might not think it does, but it absolutely
adds
to the atmosphere.
See, I think it's the night. The night. I hate day baseball playoffs.
I agree. I second that.
I hate it. Nighttime adds to it, though. I do think that.
Baseball, especially postseason baseball, you have to set the stage, and the weather is a huge part of setting that stage. You're talking night, you're talking cold. It's all part of creating the atmosphere that feeds the frenzy, that builds the anxiety for that one moment or those small handful of moments. That's what makes baseball great.
Listen to you. Feeds the frenzy that builds the excitement. Listen to you. It's like a little stump speech from Pierce Bricks.
I'm a little Southern man now.
Yeah, I don't know why I went to that accent, but here we are. All right, catch us on Sunday on the Cover 2 radio show on 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio. You can also listen live on 104.5theteam.com. Follow me on Twitter at Joe_1045. Follow Brixie on Twitter at GameOnBrixie. Go Yankees. Let's hope for a miracle. And a miracle in and of itself, R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. As promised, Chapter 1. We'll get you ahead here on that. Enjoy. You're welcome, America.
7 o'clock in the morning and the rays from the sun wakes me. I'm stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me. Then a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face, like, what have I done? How could I be so stupid to be have laid here till the morning sun? I lost the track of time. What was on my mind? From the club went to a home. Didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes. Searching for my car keys, trying to get on up out the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it, said, you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy, said, woman, move out my way. Said, I got a wife at home. She said, please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home. She said her husband was coming up the stairs. Quiet, hurry up and get in the closet. She said, don't you make a sound, or some shit is going down. I said, why don't I just go out the window? Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. Shit, think, shit, quick, put me in the closet. And now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house. Then he walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. He walks in there with a smile on his face, saying, honey, I've been missing you. She hops all over him and says, I've cooked and ran your bath water. Telling you now, this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar. Throws her in the bed and starts snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what the is going on? You're not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone. I tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate, but from the way he acted, I could tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, there's a mystery going on and I'm gonna solve it. And I'm like, God, please don't let this man open his closet. He walks in the bathroom and looks behind the door. She says, baby, come back to bed. He says, bitch, say no more. He pulls back the shower curtain while she's biting her nails. Then he walks back to the room. Right now I'm sweating like hell. Checks under the bed, then opens the dresser. He looks at the closet. I pull out my Beretta. He walks up to the closet. Get closer to the closet. Now he's at the closet. Damn, he's opening the closet.